civil war. That's what we're witnessing now in the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi has lost control of the Democrats. It's because of all this tweeting, tweet, tweet, tweetly tweet. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, and Rashida Tlaib, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, or something like that. They continue to apocalypse for the Democrat Party, maybe. These are the four horsemen of the apocalypse of the Democrat Party because Nancy can't control them, and they have a big platform and a huge voice. And every time they say something completely outrageous and ridiculous, it gets tremendous coverage, you see. And therein lies part of the problem for Nancy. She can't get it under control. But Democratic lawmakers not impressed. As you know, AOC dropped the race card on Nancy here the day before yesterday, saying that she and her three colleagues, the four horsemen here of the apocalypse of the Democrat Party, keep getting targeted, not because they're speaking out and not because their ideas are bad, but because they are women of color. They're women of color, you see. Well, people are starting to take exception to that. Let me give you an example. Representative William Lacey Clay of Missouri unloading on AOC here just yesterday, saying in part this: what a weak argument. Because you can't get your way, and because you're getting pushback, you resort to using the race card. Unbelievable. That's unbelievable to me, Clay said. I could care less. I could really care less. I agree with the speaker. Four people, four votes out of 240. Who cares? And he went on to say it shows how weak their argument is when they have to resort and direct racist accusations towards Speaker Pelosi. It's very disappointing to me. And I should point out the representative from Missouri here, Lacey Clay, is an African-American. He is a person of color, calling these people out as children, juvenile, and ignorant, he said. The Justice Democrats, they call themselves, have endorsed a progressive primary challenger against Clay and other centrist Democrats. And, well, they're not just going to lay down and take it. They're coming back. And she's at the top of the page. And here's what AOC said yesterday. It's not just that she's dropping the race card. Listen to this clip from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez yesterday. Apparently, Nancy Pelosi is happy that AOC gets death threats and is willing to promote it. Listen to this strange comment from AOC just yesterday. It's bite number six.
It's singling out four individuals. And knowing the media environment that we're operating in, knowing the amount of death threats that we get, knowing the amount of concentration of attention, I think it's just worth asking why.
Do you think she has racial animus? Is she racist?
No, absolutely.
All the death threats we get, why is she doing this? She knows we get death threats. Does she want us to have death threats? AOC could be the death of the Democrat Party. Again, the four horsemen of the Democratic apocalypse, Tlaib, Cortez, Omar, and Pressley. Keep that in mind. You've been told here. I've been telling you for a long time. Now, speaking of those on the left and their delusional ideas of how the world works and whatnot, I have to go to Joe Biden. I can't skip this. It's too rich. It's just too much. Remember how Barack Obama told us that ISIS was going to be a generational problem and they weren't going to be able to just be eradicated, exterminated? And then Donald Trump shows up, says, how do we get rid of them? Well, you pound the daylights out of them every day, day after day, day after day. Okay, let's do that. Let's pound them into dust. Let's obliterate them, which is what happened. But Joe Biden says, actually, Donald Trump was successful defeating ISIS because of him. It was his plan, you see. Bite number seven with Joe Biden. Go.
As vice president, I work with President Obama to craft the military and diplomatic campaign that ultimately defeated ISIS. In fact, it turned out Trump's secret weapon to destroy the so-called caliphate was a continuation of the plan we put in place, with personnel that we had put in place. It's long past time we end the forever wars. which have cost us untold blood and treasure. I have long argued that we should bring home the vast majority of our combat troops from the wars in Afghanistan and the Middle East and narrowly focus on our mission to deal with Al-Qaeda and ISIS in the region.
You see, so we owe it all to Joe Biden. You got it? It's Joe Biden actually defeated ISIS. While he was out making nearly $16 million over the last couple of years. $16 million, that's what he made in the last couple of years. You know, sometimes when I hear Joe Biden talk, I have absolutely no idea what he's just said. I listen to what he says, and then I sit there and go, what? Maybe AOC is not wrong about his capacity. She shouldn't be the one questioning it, maybe, but maybe she's not wrong about it. Just listen to Bite 8. I mean, sometimes I listen to Joe Biden and go, huh? Bite 8.
No country, even one as powerful as ours, can go it alone in the challenges of the 21st century. They respect no borders and cannot be contained by any walls.
I respect no borders and I cannot be contained by... What? What's he talking about? Listen to it again. Listen to it. It's only a few seconds. Listen to it one more time and maybe you can figure it out. And send me a note at stevegruber.com. Go.
Our Statue of Liberty, not very far from here,
not that one.
Invites us.
No.
And no country.
There you go.
Even one as powerful as ours can go it alone in the challenges of the 21st century. They respect no borders and cannot be contained by any walls.
I got nothing. I got nothing. At any rate, that's Joe Biden. Indecipherable, incoherent, your candidate for the Democrats to be president of the United States. We'll be right back.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food.
Cha-ching. You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.